Welcome back to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, where each week we share a Bible reading from the lectionary and a brief devotion. We turn to the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 through 7, and I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in a pitch dark land, light has dawned. You have made the nation great. You have increased its joy. They rejoiced before you as with joy at the harvest, as those who divide plunder rejoice. As on the day of Midian, you shattered the yoke that burdened them, the staff on their shoulders, and the rod of their oppressor. Because every boot of the thundering warriors and every garment rolled in blood will be burned, fuel for the fire. A child is born to us. A son is given to us. An authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be vast authority and endless peace for David's throne and for his kingdom, establishing and sustaining it with justice and righteousness, now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of Heavenly Forces will do this. And now for a devotion from the book Disciplines, an Upper Room publication. This week's devotion is written by Richard L. Morgan, author, chaplain, pastor, and professor, who most recently served as a volunteer chaplain at Redstone Highlands, the senior living community where he resided near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It was Christmas Eve on the ward of a large hospital. My sister Marianne was a nurse and always volunteered to work on this night. She was single and wanted other nurses on her ward to be with their families. It was quiet on the ward. The only sounds were the moans and groans of some of the patients. Marianne had bonded with a little boy who was dying of leukemia. Near midnight, Marianne heard someone singing, "Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way." She soon discovered it was the little boy. His weakened voice drifted down the halls of the ward until many of the sick patients began singing jingle bells. Their singing transformed a place of suffering into a place of joy. The prophet Isaiah had foretold that the Messiah would come as a child. It would be a child who would deliver the people from bondage and suffering. In a real way, that little boy became a Christ gift to those sick people. His contagious joy rekindled a spirit of joy and hope when all seemed lost. The story from the hospital ward was reminiscent of other songs at midnight. It was midnight when Paul and Silas sang hymns from the Philippian jail as the prisoners listened to them. See Acts chapter 16, verse 25. The little boy died in a few weeks, but his song was a strong reminder that the Christ child would suffer and die on the cross as he took all the pain of the world and turned it into a glorious song of salvation. Teach us, O God, to be able to sing in the worst of circumstances and to trust your care when life is against us. Amen. Now a question for your personal reflection. What title for Jesus stands out to you today? How does that inform your discipleship? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We are located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. This Sunday, December 24th, our morning worship, which will celebrate the fourth Sunday of Advent, the week of joy, will be online only. We will not gather in person for worship on Sunday morning. However, our online worship can be accessed from the worship page on our church website or viewed on our local KSUN 12 station, Charter Channel 983, or TDS channels 13 and 1013 at 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Later that day, our Christmas Eve worship will be at 5, 7, and 9 p.m. both in person and online, and we look forward to worshiping together on Christmas Eve. For more information about Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time. And Merry Christmas from the good we can.